Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie TPFL and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's March. It's the 23rd of March. It's 2017. It's a Thursday. Only 5 basketball games to talk about here on tonight's slate. As always, on Thursday, the Siege. How you doing, my friend?
One of those days where I just didn't trust my process and coming back to bite me.
I had a couple things right, a couple things wrong. Definitely not a winning night for me. Way too much Rodney Hood. I said it earlier today. If Rodney Hood sucked, then I was probably going to lose money, and that happened.
You played Rodney Hood over Buddy Hield?
I did.
Okay, Stevie. You didn't play Buddy Hield when we play like to play jump shooting wings when every shot Buddy Hield takes is a jump shot.
I'm not saying I'm faded Hield, but I had a lot more Hood.
No. Oh, yeah, Stevie. Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
Oh, man, I don't come on this podcast for one day and you, like, forget common sense spots.
I got Rodney Hood and Wilson Chandler both at 2%. I just couldn't get the
Wilson
job
Chandler at 2%. I was all in on him, so. And yeah. We got 41 minutes. If you tell me that Wilson Chandler plays 41 minutes at 2%, I'm buying, like, a new boat.
Yeah, I even got Cantor under 10%. Like, all the guys that I liked today, just not the right combos.
Yeah, Cantor went off. I think on my podcast for the package, I said that he couldn't go for 40 in 20 minutes, and he went for 40 in 16. Yep. Already done.
Oh, that's hilarious. But, you know, as we record the podcast, I don't want to jinx them, but Team USA up 8-0 in the top of the ninth with a guy on third and only one out. Looking good for US MMA.
Yeah, if it's the last ever WBC, at least we're going to end up on top, right?
Right? I don't know. I kind of like the WBC.
I do too, but I have a feeling it's over.
I'll tell you one thing. I know a lot of these guys I'm going to be attacking on opening day.
Oh, man.
I'm like already getting like these massive, like, you know, they're playing full games over here in the WBC. They're not playing full games in spring training.
Man, don't get me excited about baseball. I'm already pumped enough as it is.
Well, yeah, man, you had a big announcement today. You want to talk about your big announcement before we get into this 5-game slate?
Yeah, announced my tournament package for baseball. It's even bigger and better than it was for basketball. I'm not sure who let me talk me into this, but yeah, we're going to have more guest articles. We've got one of the best season-long players in the world. He's agreed to come on and write some season-long and some DFS articles. So more instructional videos, more videos, more live shows. And there's a season-long price, which is just a ridiculous steal. And I kind of regret already offering it for the cheap price I did. But it's out there, I guess. I can't change my mind now.
Yeah, you can get it for, like, what, $2 a day is what it kind of breaks down to? A little bit less than that?
No, it's even less than that. It's like $1.50 if you buy the season-long for $3.25.
I know.
That's all right. It's only available to opening day. So my hope is people just don't take me up on it. And then I kind of live to tell the tale. But you should get it now if you're going to get it because it's ridiculous. Like, I forgot about, like, the 2 days. Like, there's two slates in days, and, like, it's a deal and a half.
Oh, yeah, especially beginning of the season, all those split slates. Yeah, have fun with that, friend. Have fun with that. Yeah, if you guys haven't checked out the Daily Marketplace yet, like, this is I semi-talked about it yesterday. This is the place where us experts, touts, whatever the hell you want to call us, you know, we get a platform to put out a product of whatever we want. Like, you know, this isn't – they don't, like, give us a here's what you need to do. Like, we set the pricing. We do everything. And, you know, all the content is ours. So, like, if you guys haven't checked out the marketplace, this is, like, your one-stop shop. You get, you know, live chats with the experts in almost every package now. It's just – you need to take advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, it's like the more people we get, the more we can do too. Cause like we get the vast majority of the money. So like if you support us, then we can do more for you. So it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's talk some basketball. That's what everybody's here for. The most interesting thing that I saw today, I'm not stealing this from Scott Van Pelt, but Phoenix at Brooklyn, 223 total. Brooklyn favored by 4 points.
You know, that didn't even look weird until like you just mentioned that.
Like, that's not a typo. That's legit. Yeah.
I think I had to bet the Suns money line just like on general principle, right?
Injury news in this game. Alan Williams, questionable, just randomly sat out the other night without having any news.
He was sick. He got sick.
No, I know
late.
That, but like you let us know after the first quarter. That's when we found out Alan Williams wasn't going to play after the first quarter. So kudos to you, Phoenix, because fantasy players are the only players watching your crappy-ass team. Ronnie Price, questionable. Jeremy Lin, probable. Kilpatrick already ruled out. Let's start here with Phoenix going into Brooklyn. Great team to target. Brooklyn allows the most fantasy points per game. This total is the highest on the board. The implied team total here for Phoenix and for Brooklyn higher than their season average. Who do you like here for Phoenix?
So we joked that this was a 5-game, maybe a 4-game slate. Isn't this really just a 1-game slate?
Phoenix-Brooklyn?
You just, like, build all the combinations. Like, Devin Booker at 6,800 is going to be chalky. He's been shooting the ball just terribly lately, but... like, it's Devin Booker. He can turn it around. And the Brooklyn defense is normally the key. When you have Ailes in the shooting department, this is normally when they get fixed.
You know what's crazy, right, is we have $100,000 to first place, $6, 600K jab step on this slate.
I saw that as I was kind of looking in to look at some pricing, and I just was like, man, oh, man, how far this industry has come. Like, that is just insane.
I know. And 7:30 start time, not 7 o'clock. I love that. Love the extra 30 minutes.
It's nice when you have the 2 8:30 games.
Yeah. All right. Back to this game, Phoenix. You mentioned Devin Booker at 6,800. He's just going to be extremely popular. At what point do you think about fading him? Or you just play him?
He has been shooting the ball bad. Like, you know, maybe it lasts one more day. But I think the ownership's going to be low enough. People are just going to see those 3 games in the 20s. They're going to see that those shooting percentages below 25%. He's made 3 of his last, 15 threes. Like, I just think people are going to stay away because of how bad he's been shooting the basketball. So for me, I'm not really going to fade him, to be honest.
TJ Warren, Tyler Ulis, their prices are both over 7K. I love them for tournaments here.
I'm not touching TJ Warren, and I know the last time I complained about his upside, he went bonkers, but...
complain a little bit more. You hate him.
I can't.
Don't play him, right? Him.
Don't hate him.
No,
are you kidding
say
me?
You
I,
hate
I,
him.
I was like the first person on TJ Warren. Get out of here.
No, say you hate him. He has no upside. He's a terrible play, him. So I can hit the lock button.
He has limited upside. Like, he's only gone over... like, even if he gets the tournament value of 42, it's not like he's going to go for 50-something.
Just say you don't like
TJ Warren. I love TJ Warren the player. I don't love TJ Warren the player at this price. Right, like, he's good. More than Brook Lopez. That's absurd.
Lock button. All right, good. Good to know. Tyler Ulis, any interest here?
I can't pay 7.
Can't pay that, but he's played over 39 minutes in 4 straight games.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't pay that, but you kind of have to pay that. And, you know, when you think about Tyler Ulis, you want small guards. And Jeremy Lin, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Isaiah Whitehead are kind of like the definition of that.
All right. So
Ronnie Price would have to be out for me to do
and
that.
And you like Ulis more than you like Warren.
I see what you're trying to do here, Stevie. I'm not going to let you get away with this.
Our listeners know us well enough, too. They know exactly what I'm doing right now. If we get news...
You're trying to rile me up. Marquise Chris, though, 5,800. Like, that seems like there's the tournament play right there.
Especially if we get news that Williams isn't going to play. Even if Williams plays.
Yeah, maybe I'll be out if Williams plays. But, like, people are going to be like, oh, he has no upside here. But he can easily go for 20 and 10 here. You know, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is undersized to play in the 4. So, like, he can beat him up pretty good. So I like Chris as a tournament dart.
And Brooklyn doesn't rebound. So, like, if Alan Williams is good to go, I think he's in play.
Isn't this the matchup where we just wouldn't play Alan Williams? Like, tall centers that can't cover the 3-point line against Brooklyn? Like,
yeah,
isn't this the spot he's been fading all year?
Williams doesn't start, though. Williams is going to get Quincy AC.
Yeah, but AC stands up at the 3-point line, too.
I guess that price is really tempting. $5,700 for a guy that averages well over fantasy point per minute.
I don't know. Like Alex Len at $4,500 is kind of the sneaky play. Like
especially
even before that, even before that last game, like he had started to come back into the rotation. He had played 21 and 28 minutes the two prior games, and he can kind of cover the perimeter, and he can torch Brook Lopez, and he will start. So Alex Len at $4,500 is probably like one of the better tournament plays on the board.
All right. Anybody else here from Phoenix? Like Barbosa doesn't play enough minutes.
If they end up only having nine guys for whatever reason, they would all be in play for me. But I think they'll probably have 10. But just do make sure you count. If they only have nine active bodies, then you can kind of play any of them.
All right, looking at the Brooklyn side, with Lynn probable here, man, this just – it kind of just messes this whole team up, right? Like it's Brook Lopez and then it's like question marks.
It's Brook Lopez. It's – but the guy I'm probably most likely to play after Brook Lopez is
exactly.
Probably Isaiah Whitehead. It's probably Isaiah Whitehead, which is not in its strong endorsement. So, yeah, Lopez or bust. But it feels weird, like, for a 223 total to just be, like, one guy. But Brooklyn will go 10 or 11 deep, and they'll all kind of just do okay and not great. So, like this is a good spot for maybe just to fade Brooklyn and play Phoenix.
What about Dinwiddie?
I'm not playing Dinwiddie with Lynn back.
What if we get news that back. What if we get news that Lynn's going to be on like a massive minutes restriction?
But like they were using Archie Goodwin at the backup point guard, so now you've got Dinwiddie, Goodwin, and Lynn trying to split 48 minutes. Like they seem pretty set on Foy and Whitehead splitting the shooting guard minutes. So. I don't know. I wouldn't go there.
That's what I'm saying. Like Brooklyn is just a big old question mark. Whoop.
I think it's a great fade. People are going to see the total and kind of just run to it. Like kind of like I was. It's like, oh, it's a one game slate. And then you kind of look at it and you're like, not so much.
Right. All right. Let's move on. Toronto at Miami. 203 total here. Miami favored by 4 in this game. Ibaka suspended. Whiteside probable. Deion Waiters scheduled for an MRI tomorrow. I would probably put him as a doubtful, but obviously he's still questionable. We'll start with Toronto here. No Serge Ibaka. Does that do anything here for you?
No Serge Ibaka? Why? That's right. He got suspended. Oh. Yes. It depends what they start with, but let's assume they slide P.J. Tucker to the four. That would give me interest in Norman Powell at 3,500 just because there would be so many ways for him to get on the floor and play 24 to 25 minutes. He could come in at the backup two. He could come in at the backup three if they have to shift Carroll to the four. Like the number of ways he can get on the floor would be dramatically increased. Now, it'd still be a tournament flyer, but we've seen what Powell's upside is in tournaments this year. And on a five-game slate when you're playing something like that $6, 100K to first, you're going to have to kind of go off the board somewhere. I wouldn't mind not being in the spot.
It's only a 45-minute sample size, but do you want to guess DeRozan's usage rate with no Lowry and Ibaka on the floor over the last 2 weeks?
40, yeah.
Too low.
Too low, 45?
Too low.
50?
Too low.
Oh, my God. 55?
Too low.
Jesus Christ. 60-something?
It's 45-minute sample size. Don't get me wrong. It's the last 2 weeks. No Ibaka, no Lowry. He has a 56.6% usage rate, averaging 1.81 fantasy points per minute on DraftKings.
So what you're saying is you're going to recommend DeMar DeRozan so I can go ahead and click the X button.
I don't love the spot.
So I don't like it so much when it's in reverse, dude.
No, I'm just saying I don't like the spot. It's a tougher matchup. Like, it depends if Waiters is out, right? If Waiters
is out, he's out. He's got to be getting an MRI. He's not playing.
Then McGruber is going to start. That's a much better matchup. Then I would probably play DeRozan. Like, I can't fade that usage rate. Okay. I can't.
So you're playing DeRozan, so I'm going to X him out. Got it.
Yeah, fine. It's fine with me.
Yeah. Well, your track record of playing DeRozan has been awful this year.
Awful. Even though I did recommend him the other night, and he went for 66 against Chicago. Me and Killer B like him a lot.
There's something about blind. There's something about blind squirrel and nut that seems to apply there.
He almost had a triple double. That's never gonna happen again. He's not a guy.
I like Rudy Gobert going off for 60 something points tonight.
Oh man. There's no real bump. I'll be honest. Looking at the usage, PJ Tucker averaging right under a fantasy point per minute, but his usage is like 8%. So. No real bump here outside of DeRozan's just massive, massive usage.
Yeah.
Massive, massive usage.
It's massive. There's no other descriptor you can use to talk about it.
It's plenty. It's plus 20%. It's that big. Oh, man. All right. Man, I don't know where else to go with Toronto. Like, PJ Tucker is interesting. Like, you were talking about at 3,900. Like, he's gone for over 20 in three straight games. He's only 3,900. Like,
here's the problem. The matchup is just awful. Like, you'd have to do it all quickly against Luke Babbitt because when James Johnson comes in, you can forget it.
Forget about it. I don't know. And then looking at the Miami
side. We've seen power forwards do that before. Like, we've seen him go for 18 against Luke Babbitt and then just, like, die. But 18 from PJ Tucker would be, like, basically all you need, knowing he'll be on the court for another 25 minutes.
I just get a few couple rebounds here and there. Like, I don't hate him.
No, I don't hate him, especially with that small forward eligibility on DraftKings. That's nice.
Yeah. All right. Looking at the Miami side of things here, obviously a tougher matchup. I will say, like, the one spot that kind of stands out to me, and I talked about this with Rondo the other day, like, DVP-wise, you're going to look at Chicago or you're going to look at Toronto, and they're going to be, like, one of the top against point guards this season. But, like, Corey Joseph is a terrible defender. Just terrible. Like, I actually think the Dragons kind of sneaky here.
I can't do it when Chris Paul is 500 more. And Mike Conley is 600 less against San Antonio. I'm playing those guys first.
That's fair. I'm just saying, like, people are going to see the DVP and they're going to, like, instantly want to fade the Dragon. But, like, Joseph's real defense.
You think people are going to really want to fade the Dragon with Waiters out? Like, I think people know Waiters out, you play the Dragon. Like, I don't think that's any.
He's burned people over the last couple of games, so.
Well, that's because Tyler Johnson went ham.
I think we see the Dragon under 10% owned here.
He's under 10%.
Even on a five-game slate.
I don't see that. Because, like, there's, like, only, like, 8 point guards in play. Like, 7 point guards in play.
Lillard, another point guard. Paul,
Dragic, Conley.
Ulis is going to be less than 10%.
That's it.
Nobody's going to pay up for Ulis on this slate.
Yeah, but there's no one else in play, Stevie. Your options are Lillard, Paul, Dragic, Conley, and Ulis. That's it. That's all. And Tyler Johnson, that's 6. That's all you can play.
So what you're trying to tell me is Chris Paul and Lillard are just going to be massively owned here.
What I'm trying to tell you is that I think that the ownership's going to be just higher than you think because there's so few point guard options that are actually in play.
Tyler Johnson, over 30 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4 games. He's been right around that 30 minutes per game. Man, I can't talk. Any interest in Tyler Johnson here?
No, I think I'm going to watch. I had him on that 41-point game there at 5,600. The price is up. I think the ownership will be way up. This is kind of a typical stay away for me. And the total is pretty low in this game as well at 204.
Richardson drawing the start with no Waiters. Played over 32 minutes in 3 straight. He took 13 shots the other night against Phoenix. Was that just an outlier? That price, I can't pay $5K for him.
I mean, I can't pay $5K for him. I couldn't even pay $4K for him. So certainly not paying $5K.
All right. Any interest in Whiteside before we move on?
Some. Oh, we should talk about Jonas. We should have talked about Jonas. He's up to 52 on DraftKings. That's probably too expensive, but he has played some minutes against big teams. All right. That's the end of the case, though. He needs to be in the fours for him to really be viable.
LA Clippers at Dallas, 206.5 total here. Clippers favored by 4. Only injury news that we're looking at here is Seth Curry is questionable. Landed on his shoulder hard, they said, the other night, so he's going to have a questionable tag. That's never what you want to hear from a guy that's a shooter. Landed on your shoulder hard.
No, it's not. It's definitely not what you want to hear. But I should note that we have DeAndre Jordan revenge for a team he never actually played for.
Okay.
I mean, he sold Dallas, he'd go, and then he didn't go. Yes. He put up some decent numbers. And he's 6,700 on DraftKings. It's a pretty good price for DeAndre.
Yeah.
You don't seem very interested. This is a high total for a Dallas game at 206.
You think Dallas starts Noel here?
I'm done guessing when they're going to start Noel because I don't know what their deal is. Like, they're not using the guy.
They can't play. Barnes against Blake Griffin, can they? And Dirk against DeAndre?
I don't think so. But they're not playing Noel any minutes. Like, he hasn't played over 25 minutes since the Memphis game.
Noel's going to get a good contract with them, though.
I would believe that if they started playing the guy any minutes.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of what happened with Nurk.
Yeah, I don't mind him, but I wouldn't just rush to play. Chris Paul's one of my favorite players on the board, though. 8,500, I mean, he's just been crushing. You know, people are saying, like, oh, Chris Paul's going to rest. He's played under 30 minutes the last three games. That's pretty resty for Chris Paul. So I think you're not going to see him rest here. He's 8,500, and he should be like a 9.5, 9.7 player. I mean, he's been on fire. Like, if he got to play any of the – like, he put up 46 DraftKings points in 25 minutes against the Lakers.
No, that's insane. And another guy that's just, like, absolutely shooting the ball lights out right now is J.J. Redick. He only played 18 minutes the other night. He went 7-for-9 from the field and 4-for-5 from 3. Like, that's 4 games in a row now that he shot over 50% from 3-point land. So he's shooting the ball really, really well right now.
4,600 for JJ is about as high as I can go, but I'll go there. If he shoots the ball, when he shoots the ball this well, you load up the JJ.
Yeah, so you play JJ when he stops shooting the ball. He's like that type of player. Like, we talk about hot streak players for baseball all the time. Like, JJ is one of those guys where when he's shooting the ball well, I'm playing him. And he's getting the shot attempts too. Like, look at the shot attempts. They're there. This is what we want to see.
I completely agree. No, I completely agree. I like JJ a lot in this spot. I don't mind Austin Rivers either in the spot, 3,900. He's a great, if you think the game's going to get out of hand, play. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible here on DraftKings. I like him a fair bit about as well.
Well, you know who loaded up on him against the Lakers? This guy.
I had our good friend and one day co-host of the Morning Grind podcast, Eric Crane, talked me onto him. I went from 0 to 30. So if you're listening, Eric, mucho gracias.
All right, looking at the Dallas side of things here, is there anything here for Dallas that you like?
It depends on what the starting lineup is. If Noel starts, yes.
If Noel starts, I'm playing all the Harrison Barnes. Barnes getting to play the 3 against the Clippers team
what if they start Barnes at the 4 and they start Noel at the 5 and let Dirk play against, Spate's defense?
Yeah, then I'll tilt.
You'll know it before lock because you have the 7:30 lock.
No, we won't. We won't know this.
She will.
It's an hour later. We're not going to know who's starting in this game.
We'll know it.
I hope we know it. But
it might come out like 10 minutes before lock, but we'll know.
I just don't like anybody from Dallas. That's it. I can sum it up pretty easily. I don't like anybody.
Seth Curry.
Just talked about how he landed on his shoulder and his shoulder's hurt. You can't play a shooter when his shoulder.
I know, but I'm trying to talk. Maybe he'll sit and I can play Wes Matthews or JJ Barea.
I guess
I'm not playing JJ Barea. That's his minutes died again. Like every time that anytime he plays over 20 minutes, you just have to immediately fade him. Like they're gonna put him back to 17 minutes. If Seth sits, you have to consider Wes Matthews as a pure volume play.
Don't you kind of got to consider Yogi Ferrell if Seth sits too?
It's just too many guys with Devin Harris and J.J. Barea back. Yeah, let me pull up the court IQ tool for Dallas, and let's see if we can, with Seth Curry off the floor, and let's put Harrison Barnes on, and let's put Wes Matthews on the floor. We'll have a guess. what the usage rates are?
No, I'm not even going to try.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to have to edit some players and get some players that are not on the roster anymore off. So I don't know how to do that. Some of these players are no longer on the roster, but whatever. Looks like Harrison Barnes is coming in at a 27% usage rate. It's FanDuel points per minute. Hold on. 0.85 DK points per minute. Wes Matthews, 23% usage rate, 0.7. So that's not bad for him. It's a nice usage for him. Nerlens Noel, by the way, the biggest beneficiary, 10% usage increase, up to 28%, averaging 1.16 DK points per minute. So if we get news Seth is out and Noel starts in, all in. It's a limited sample size, but I don't care. All in.
All right, let's move on. Memphis at San Antonio, 199 total here. San Antonio favored by 8.5. Tony Allen, questionable. We got news the other day that Chandler Parsons out for the season. And then David Lee expected to play here for the Spurs. Is there anything that you like here from Memphis?
Yeah, I love tons from Memphis. I had a feeling you wouldn't like a single thing. I love lots of this stuff. I love Mike Conley, 7,400. He's just been a man possessed lately. Didn't play well against the Pelicans, but we've talked about the Pelicans are better defensively against these slow teams. So I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to go right back to the well against the Spurs that have given up points to point guards all season. And Mike Conley's averaging 38 DK points against that team. So I like him a fair amount. I like Vince Carter, 3,900. He's been playing in the 30s in terms of minutes. You know, it's not a great matchup against Kawhi Leonard. And actually, it's probably the complete opposite of a good matchup. But again, he's 4K and it's Vince Carter. I'm going to play him. He's going to shoot the ball. I kind of like Jermichael Green. He's coming off of a very tough game. But someone's going to have to guard LaMarcus Aldridge. He's a bit interesting at 3,900. I think the price is super fair. And I don't even hate Marcus Gasol, 7K. Like, it's super cheap for him. I just think Memphis guys are just too cheap in general.
I don't hate it. You're like, you're going to hate it. Like, I don't hate it. I don't know what I like.
Zeebo, too, at 47. Zeebo hasn't been playing any minutes lately, but the matchups haven't been great. And he played 26 minutes last week when these teams played, put up 30. Yeah, all right, fine. You don't like that one. I'll let that one go.
I like the Conley call.
Stevie Stance was just like, I don't even know what to say.
I like the Conley call. I like Marc Gasol here at that price. Like, you know, he only went for 32 in this matchup last week for 7K, but he shot the ball 6 for 14 and only had 5 rebounds in that game. So I think the upside is much more than 32 DK points. So I can get behind Conley. I can get behind Marc Gasol, and that's where you kind of lost me here.
I kind of sneaky want to stack this game. I don't know how I would quite do it, but I kind of at least have it. The prices are too cheap for guys that just have ceilings.
Vince Carter.
God, if I knew what the Knicks were going to do tomorrow night, that'd just be great information to know. But that's our next game, I guess. Yeah, it's fine. On the Spurs side, I mean, it's pretty much
nobody.
In Kawhi, and you move on.
Nobody. Even Kawhi, he only put up 36 in this matchup last week. He's 9,200. There's so many guys that are like in the 7K range that I would rather play over Kawhi in this game. If I get burned by Kawhi, so be it. It's just, I never thought I'd ever say this, but I think I'd play DeRozan over Kawhi. And you guys know just how much I hate DeRozan.
Wow. I might have to play at Kawhi now just like on principle.
Just in principle, yeah. Like, it's just like,
right, let's talk about let's talk. Go ahead. What are we saying?
I was going to say, would you rather pay the extra $600 for Lillard over Kawhi, save the $700 for Paul George or Chris Paul over Kawhi? Like,
yeah, probably. But position, like, what's a small forward that I want to play on the slate?
PJ Tucker. Like, telling you right now.
So here's the deal. Like, can we just go through the small forwards real quick and just explain how bad the small forwards are on the slate?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Kawhi Leonard's there. Carmelo is a huge question mark. We don't even know if he's going to play. He played a ton of minutes tonight. He might sit tomorrow. TJ Warren is overpriced and actually might be chalk now when I'm looking at this list. Harrison Barnes, we don't know what his situation is. Josh Richardson, no. Wes Matthews, no. And now we're getting to Alan Crabb, Caris LeVert, Mo Harkless, PJ Tucker. There is nothing here at all.
PJ Tucker. I'm telling you right now.
PJ Tucker might be chalk at this point, Stevie.
I agree. Might be chalk.
Oh, my God. It's just.
Oh, and did you see the report about – we'll talk about this in a minute. We'll talk about Melo in a minute.
Okay. No, I haven't seen any reports since postgame, so if you got something.
It came out earlier before postgame.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, so that kind of sums it up. Let's move on to the New York-Portland game. 218.5 total here. Portland favored by 10.5. Their implied team total is 6 points higher than their season average. They have the highest implied team total on the slate. We'll start with the Knicks here. The report that I was talking about with Melo is they said that they're going to limit his minutes, reduce minutes down the stretch of the last 12 games. And he comes out and plays 36 minutes. I would not be shocked if we see Melo sit this back-to-back out.
Yeah, and if he starts, he might play 3 minutes. I kind of hope we don't get news. I might just YOLO Justin Holiday and take my chances.
It'd be another small forward for the slate, though, wouldn't it? Like, he's small forward.
3,100. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just punt it with Justin Holiday, hope Melo sits or Melo plays 25 minutes, and you just go for it and you just hope for the best, given all the other options are terrible, and he has the highest ceiling per point per dollar of the entire board.
Yeah.
He gets the minutes.
I like the call. Obviously, it's
definitely just don't. This is a don't play a lot of your bankroll day. Let's just start with that. Like, this is a three entry max type thing. Max.
Of course, they have the $6 $100K to first place tournament today.
Unless you're going to take a stand, like you're going to play 20 lineups with all Justin Holiday and hope for the best. Like, where's the edge? What edge do you have on this slate exactly?
The only thing I think you can do if you're going to take a stand is just fade Phoenix, Brooklyn, and hope that game sucks.
You can't fade Phoenix, Brooklyn. Fade it for what?
I'm just saying.
You had one play in Toronto, Miami you liked. You had one in Clippers, Dallas. You had zero in Memphis,
Trust
San Antonio.
Me, you don't have to tell
what
me.
What the hell?
I know. I'm building a team as we're going here like I always do, and it's just.
You don't have any players on your team.
Yeah, it's just ugly.
Like, I just.
I don't have any Brooklyn players.
Like, Portland has this massive team total, but they also are playing this ridiculous rotation. They play all these guys. You know, they played Lillard, McCollum, Napier, Crabb, Turner, Harkless, Aminu, Vonleh, Nurkic, Myers, Leonard. Good luck.
Yo,
and Nurkic is 7,600.
Vonleh's
chalky. Like, fading Nurkic is like the only thing I could see on this slate and just hope to God that Porzingis gets him in foul trouble. Because after watching what Gobert just did on national TV, you know how hot, you know how popular Nurkic is going to be?
He was one of the first guys in my lineup. I can't lie.
And he has to get you 45 to break tournament value, and he's going to be 40% owned? Like, I think that's, like, the spot I want to fade. And just pay down for Brook Lopez, pay down for Porzingis.
Oh, man.
The Knicks are going to do something so funky tomorrow. I can already tell the Knicks are going to do something funky. I don't know what it is. Like, they might sit Porzingis, too. They're going to do something.
Line's massive. They're going to do something. 10.5. Portland favored 10.5. That's a lot. Line's
massive. It's the Knicks on a back-to-back versus a rested Portland team. Like, that's what it should be. But it's just there's just so many ways this is going to go wrong. Like, they could sit Derrick Rose on us. He left the game with an ankle injury, and he came back. But they could just use that as an excuse to sit him. And then we're not going to have any clue either before lineup lock. Again, three entry max.
All right, let's talk Portland side. Obviously, Lillard, 9,800.
Yeah, you can't pay him unless you know what the Knicks are going to do.
Yeah. Just like, God, his fantasy production lately has just been phenomenal. Like, he this is the Lillard we loved last year.
Yeah, but now he's 10K.
He's hitting value still, though.
You see, though, like, this is like the same thing we would complain about John Wall for. Like, this is the John Wall law. It just says Damian Lillard and not John Wall on his next year.
That's true. You could take a stand and fade Lillard here at 9,800. It's going to be
I kind of want to fade Portland. There's not really a single guy on this team I like feel great about.
Nurk. I love him here. I like Vonleh too.
He's 45.
What?
He's going to be so big. If he needs 45 DK points. Porzingis can get him in foul trouble. Like, this is the fade. Like, if I'm making a fade, this is it. And I'm going to play Porzingis and just hope he gets Nurkic in foul trouble.
All right, fair enough. Any interest in Vonleh?
No. I feel like I'm a day late to the Vonleh train. If I try it today, he's going to bust out.
I'm going to play him again. I've been playing him the last two or three games, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Why is Aminu, like, dead? Like, what are they doing?
They're Portland.
I don't understand.
They're Portland. It's Terry Stotts. You're trying to figure out Terry Stotts?
Yeah, it's a fair point.
All right.
They're playing all these guys, like, 19 minutes a game. God, you know who's going to – this is an Allen Crabbe day. Play Allen Crabbe. He's going to freaking just go bonkers and win some of the tournament.
That's one thing we have not said all year. Play Allen Crabbe.
If the game gets out of hand, Allen Crabbe takes shots. If the Knicks go small, if they sit guys, Allen Crabbe gets the minutes. He's like, even with Turner and all those guys back, he's still playing 30 minutes. Terry Stotts has his love affair with Allen Crabbe for reasons I don't personally understand, but he's the coach. I'm not. And might have to roster him here. This slate's so awful.
This slate sucks.
This slate's awful.
I'll sum up this slate for everybody that's listening. You know, we always break down these games and we get done to the end, and it's just like, all right, this game sucks. Move on.
Yeah, we just said that for like the last four.
I like Monday slate. You didn't like it. I like Monday slate.
No, I meant like the last four games on the slate. We're like, we don't like this one. 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 We're out of games. There's no more left.
No, it's definitely one of those days. I'm just going to make one team and just throw it in a bunch of single entry stuff.
I should make only one team. That'd be smart. But I'm going to chase those DK seats as long as they're offering them in their 3-entry max. I'm firing 3 entries.
Every time. I've been.
Got to get those damn seats.
That's right. All right. Any final thoughts here on this slate before we move on to the game?
Oh, yay. We get to play the game on this slate. Woohoo!
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
All right. I think you went first the other day, right?
I did.
All right, let's see here. I'm going to go Devin Booker 6X.
Fine. I will take Justin Holiday at 7X.
All right.
You going to let me have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so risky. You're hoping for, like, I could possibly.
He can get there anyways. He can get there in 20 minutes anyways off the bench. I'm not too concerned. He can get there. He's a gunner. Let me go. Oh, there's so many ways I want to do. I kind of want to hedge life the Knicks here and just go Chasen Randle for 6X if Derrick Rose sits. Oh, man. Go Ron Baker for 6X. He actually has a hope of getting there. Either way. There's just nobody else in this. Like, I'd like to pick a guy that I actually believe in, but there's just nothing I'm really super thrilled about. They have to Porzingis price. If I knew Noel would start, I'd pick him. I could go JJ. What is that? What do I need there? 27.5. Still a little ambitious even for JJ. Like, he's got to make shots for me to get there. I could go 6. All right, 6X Allen Crabbe.
Definitely have that one. Oh, man.
What do you want me to do? What? This slate's awful. What do you want from me?
All right, my 7X guy is PJ Tucker.
No.
Not going to let me have it?
That's why I said no.
I thought you were going to let me have it. Oh, I wanted that one.
I'm in a bad mood. This slate sucks.
Oh, I wanted that one. I'm going to go Chris.
Okay.
That's 7X.
I'm definitely glad I made that, like, veto that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like when he needs like 40 DK. Good luck with that.
I need Alan Williams to sit again is what I need.
Yeah, and you'll still need a career game from Marquise Chris.
He got there against Sacramento. What?
Like 7 minutes.
Three, 4 games ago. Yeah, he put up 42 against Sacramento not too long ago. He put up 24 against Brooklyn in 18 minutes earlier this season. So,
Okay. That's fine. You can have that as your 7X play.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go my Busta. I'm going to go Kawhi.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to go DeMar DeRozan. Because you love him, which means for sure Busta incoming.
I'm not even going to let you have it. Just because you're talking crap about him. I'm just going to veto it just because you're talking crap about him.
All right, fine. I'll take Damian Lillard.
It's fine. I'm not letting you have DeRozan because I don't want you to keep talking crap about my boy.
Your boy. I can't wait till he busts and you're gonna text me all complaining like, why don't you let me play DeRozan? He always sucks.
Yeah, he does always suck.
Yeah, he's going to suck for you because you don't believe in him.
Like, you know what? Just to piss you off, my punt is going to be Justin Holiday.
Whatever. Okay. You're just embracing the love of a good play. I can't blame you for that.
I'm going to take my bonus. Just if you get a point, I know I'm getting a point. You get a point. You get a point.
I'll take Chas and Randall. Like, I'd be stunned. The more I think about this, like, Derek Rose is insane. All right. I should have taken Ron Baker, actually, but whatever.
All right. Any final thoughts before we get out of here besides don't play a lot of money on the slate?
If you had any sort of willpower, you would skip the slate just entirely.
I'm making one lineup, and that's just going to be it. Just because it's a 7:30 lock, and I want to support these 7:30 locks.
It's also because you want to play your boy, your new best friend, DeMar DeRozan.
No, it's
because... I say that, and if I end up going to this game, like I'm going to have to stack it up like a few ways, too. And then I'll be at the roof for DeMar DeRozan, and I'll cry.
That's right. You stack this game.
I'm in Miami.
You'll win none of the money if you stack this game.
Probably not, but if I go to the game and don't stack it up, you know what's going to happen? Triple overtime, and then I literally will be upset.
That would make you so mad.
Right. That's why it's called hedge life. If you go to a game, you stack it up.
Yeah, that would extreme until you. I know that. That would make you so mad. But
I stack every game I go to, so if I was to ever skip it, it would be a disaster.
All right. Well, congratulations to Team USA winning the World Baseball Classic. We're out of here for this Thursday edition. We'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully we have a much better slate. If not, NASCAR's on Sunday, so it's not too far away. But it's going to do it here. Well, guys, good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.
What's up, Grinders? JM to Win here. I wanted to let you know that we have added video courses to Roto Academy, which means that now you can get premium instruction on roster construction, game selection, site-by-site play from some of the top DFS minds in the industry in a video form. And this is evergreen content that's going to help you build better lineups in the short term and the long term. So be sure to check it out. We have videos with Notorious, Bobby Pye, Genie407, and we're going to be adding more over time. So I hope to see you there, and I'll see you at the top of the leaderboard soon. Leaderboard.